Kevin R. Novak here with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. In the 1988 Supreme Court case, Hazelwood School District v. Kollmeyer, the Supreme Court dictated that civil government school students have less First Amendment rights than homeschool students. In the Hazelwood case, high school students who were staff members of the Civil Government School's newspaper sued the school district and school officials, alleging their First Amendment rights were violated by the deletion from a certain issue of the paper of two pages that included an article describing school students' experiences with pregnancy and another article discussing the impact of divorce on students at the school. The civil government school administrators were concerned that the two articles could cause harm to the students exposed in the articles, so they prevented them from being published. Basically, the student journalists wanted to publish articles about other students, and the school told them they could not. In the Hazelwood case, the Supreme Court held that the students' First Amendment rights in civil government schools are not automatically coextensive with the rights of adults in other settings, and must be applied in light of the special characteristics of the school environment. They essentially held that in civil government schools, students do not have the same First Amendment rights they would otherwise enjoy outside. In other words, the Supreme Court thinks it is constitutional for the civil government to use force to get your child into their building after coercively taxing you to the point where you have no additional income to privately educate your child so the civil government can quash your child's freedom of expression, all under the pretext of pedagogical goodwill. Civil government schools must be and will be abolished. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.